This is VOA News via remote. I'm a woman. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will visit the White House today. Moon is in need of more COVID-19 vaccines for his country, while Washington needs Seoul's help in pressuring China on issues such as human rights and trade. The allies are also expected to discuss diplomatic solutions regarding North Korea. Moon's visit will be only the second time U.S. President Joe Biden has hosted another world leader in person since taking office in January. The first, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, came last month. Palestinians rallied by the thousands Friday after a ceasefire took effect in the latest Gaza war, with many viewing it as costly but clear as a victory for the Islamic militant group Hamas over a far more powerful Israel. The 11-day war left more than 200 dead, the vast majority Palestinians, and brought widespread devastation to the already impoverished Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. But the rocket barrages that brought life to a standstill in much of Israel were seen by many Palestinians as a bold response to perceived Israeli abuses in Jerusalem, the emotional heart of the conflict. U.S. President Joe Biden says there's genuine opportunity to make progress towards peace, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the people of Gaza will need assistance to rebuild. The UN Refugee Agency has made an unusual plea for the Biden administration to lift pandemic-related restrictions on people seeking asylum in the United States. UN High Commissioner for Refugee Filippo Grandi has asked for an end to so-called Title 42 authority. It's named for a section of an obscure U.S. public health law that former President Donald Trump used last year to effectively end asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. This is VOA News. Forecasters expect yet another busy Atlantic hurricane season this year, but they say it won't be as crazy as 2020. The forecast from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts 13 to 20 named storms. It says 6 to 10 of those will become hurricanes. It also forecasts that 3 to 5 will be major hurricanes with winds of more than 110 miles per hour. That's more than the average year. But it's not like 2020, when forecasters had to dip into the Greek alphabet for names. Meteorologists say warm weather, lack of decapitating winds, no El Nino, and more storm seeds coming from Africa make it likely to be busy. Fewer Americans sought unemployment aid last week, the latest encouraging sign for the rebounding U.S. economy, just as Republican-led states are moving to cut off a federal benefit for the jobless. 23 states, from Texas and Georgia to Ohio and Iowa, plan to begin blocking a $300 a week federal payment for the unemployed starting in June, according to an Associated Press analysis. Jobless people have been able to receive the $300 federal benefit on top of their regular state unemployment aid. A distinct geographic pattern has emerged in the U.S. drive to vanquish the coronavirus. The highest vaccination rates are concentrated in the Northeast, while the lowest ones are mostly in the South. Experts say the gap reflects a multitude of factors, including political leanings, religious beliefs, education, and income levels. Close to 160 million Americans, or 48% of the population, have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 125 million are fully vaccinated against the virus. The IOC and local Tokyo Olympic organizers are wrapping up 3 days of planning meetings just 2 months before the postponed games are to open. Much of the focus is on persuading a skeptical public and medical community that the games should go ahead. The problem is that 60 to 80% of people in Japan, depending on how the question is asked in public opinion polls, don't want the Olympics to open in the middle of a pandemic, despite repeated assurances from organizers that the games will be safe and secure. The Olympics open on July 23rd, followed by the Paralympics on August 24th. For more on these and other stories making news today, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.